Hi, I'm Remy.
And I'm Justin.
And this is our journey.
Yes, it is. What up, what up, what up?
All right.
Welcome to Podcast 2.
Dreams and Nightmares. And something to address before we get started is our social. And we just got our Twitters done and our Instagram and, everything done.
Everything done.
So we'll make sure that everything is linked in and stuff.
We kind of made a mistake already. We said in the last podcast that it was O-U-R, but it's not O-U-R.
Yeah, we meant to say not O-U-R, and we said O-U-R. Yeah.
And I completely went for it, too. Yeah, I was just, like, so with you when you said it.
Let it go. Yeah, but it's our journey. This is our journey. R-J.
Instead of O-U-R, instead of R-J.
Obviously.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to go ahead and hop right in here and talk about, we're going to start with some weird dreams that we've both had or weird nightmares.
Yeah.
So do you have anything or you want me to start?
I guess I'll start. Yeah. I mean, straight up, I guess one of the weird dreams I've had was, so I was walking this, in the middle of this field, right?
Sure.
And I look up, and it's just like this random field. Like, you know, I mean, it was just a random. I've never been to this field. And I look up into the sky, and immediately when I'm looking up into the sky, I feel like I'm almost going like straight up.
Right.
Like I'm shooting straight up. It was so weird. So, and then I look down, and as soon as I look down, I realize I'm flying right now. And I was like, wow, I'm Superman.
Right.
You know? And in that moment, I knew like,
I'm a superhero. Yeah. This is my moment.
Yeah. This is my moment to shine.
It chose me.
Yeah, exactly. Sure. I was chosen. So then I put my arm up like Superman because, you know,
as we all do.
And I just flew out into outer space, and I got to outer space. And then there's this huge rock, and on the rock, not like the moon, you know, but it was just sort of random.
That's no moon.
Yeah. It's no moon. It was like a gold bronze, weird rock.
Okay.
Small too. And I got to it, and there was a bar there, and everyone's just chilling. You can tell that there's a party going on. And I walk in, and it's just all these Star Wars characters. And it's almost like, you know, when
Solo cups everywhere.
Yeah, Solo cups everywhere. And they're all like, you know, the Star Wars. It was almost like Star Wars was playing in the background, you know, like the theme and everything.
Really?
Like it was so realistic to Star Wars. Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what it was going
Cantina
on.
Cantina scene?
Yeah. And I just walked in, and then I was just chilling, and then it was just at a bar, and then I remember waking up, and that was it. That was one of my weird dreams.
That's
man.
Definitely weird.
It was weird. It was definitely super weird.
I'd say one of my weirdest ones. I mean, I've had a couple weird ones, but I'd say one of the weirdest ones that just made no sense when I woke up, but I tried to make sense out of it.
Right.
Was so it's you and me and a bunch of other people, right? And so we're for some reason. We were doing, I mean, I wish I could tell you the start of the dream, but basically 2 hours into it is where I start actually remembering the dream, obviously,
because
that's just how dreams work sometimes.
Right, exactly.
And so we're walking out, and there's these lights, and I mean like light bulbs, but they were attached to, like almost like if you had a Christmas light, so they're all attached to each other,
right?
This long cord,
right?
And they would come on one by one. And so we would follow them one by one as they turned on. It was, I'm telling you, it was me and you leading like 200 people somewhere. And we would follow these lights as they turned off and on, and we'd follow the trail. And eventually we'd get to some door or some note, and it would be like, the number you're seeking is 1244. And we were like, oh my goodness, what does that mean? And then we kept going, following the lights to another number that gave us some other number.
Right.
And eventually I woke up before ever finding out where the numbers actually led us to.
Right.
But I remember waking up thinking, boy, oh boy, that must have led us to something great, you know?
Right.
And really it was just the journey and no finish. And that was pretty disappointing to not find out where it led us to.
Yeah. That's pretty awful. Not finding out
what
it really meant.
Right.
You know? So I guess another one of mine was, it was this warehouse. It was just like this abandoned warehouse. I remember that you were in the dream, and so was a bunch of other random people. I don't even know, but we were walking in there, and it was like a gymnasium almost. It was like, you know, like it was just people doing, you know, somersaults and backflips into that, you know, those
Foam pits?
The foam pits. Yeah, exactly. And I remember just being there and chilling with everyone. And I was talking to you. I even think like Lauren was there, dude. I think like just there was other like people there that I knew, but most of the people I didn't.
Right.
And I remember walking out and I got onto like the top of the, like there was a mountain and then you saw the warehouse. And I remember seeing Ariana. I remember seeing Ariana and she was walking with this dude and she got into this car with this guy. I remember what this dude looked like. And I asked her later on after the dream about this because it was so realistic of a dream and so just weird. So I remember seeing her. She gets into the car with them and they drive off. And I just remember this dude giving me the middle finger. And I was like, all right, that's cool.
Yeah.
You know,
all right.
I
was just I'll find you.
I'll find you. Right. Yeah. Exactly. So anyways, and I remember waking up and being like, wow, that was super weird. And I hung out with, Ariana, a few days after that. And I was talking to her, I was like, so do you know a guy? And he had like blonde hair, blue eyes. And I remember that he played hockey. He looked like just a complete hockey guy. And I, in the dream, knew that he played hockey.
Right.
And, I asked her about it and she goes, yeah, I know a guy. And I remember the car. It looked like an old Camaro.
Right.
Like that's what the car looked like. And I asked her about it. The color was completely different from what she said it was, but it was, he drove the exact same car. She was actually talking to him that week. And it was just a super weird, like coincidence
right.
on like how I had a dream about the whole thing.
Right.
And I don't even know this dude.
Right.
You know? And she was like, wow, how did you know that? I was like, well, I had a dream.
Well, I'm psychic.
I had a dream.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what we're getting into. Yeah,
that's what I got into.
I don't think it was the same kind of dream that he had.
No.
But let's see what else we got.
Yeah.
Boy, I mean, I've had some weird ones. I'm trying to rack my brain on something that's a little more down to earth, but not too down to earth, obviously.
Right.
But just not something, because you know, you have dreams that you keep to yourself.
Oh,
you wake up and you're like, that's nowhere.
No one's going to
ever. And that's barely even going to stay in my brain.
You know, the issue is like, I wouldn't say it's an issue, but I've told you like the worst dreams I've had. Like,
oh, yeah.
You know, like the dreams that you're like, I should never tell anyone this,
yep.
but you know, I end up telling you.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it does need to get out.
Somewhere. It does need to get out because you need to talk about it.
Yeah.
You know, it's,
you need like, some therapy. I'm not crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And what's funny is we normally have the same dreams about that, too.
Right.
So it really definitely helps to talk about that. But I would definitely say for you guys, if you guys ever have a weird dream, you know, I don't tell anyone.
Right.
You know, like that's kind of my whole thing. I don't tell anyone unless it's my best friend
right.
because it just should
needs to
stay inside the circle
yep.
of, you know.
Circle of trust.
Exactly. And dreams can just be really weird. And they say that, you know, that the dreams are like what you actually want.
Right.
You know, some of the things. And I'm pretty sure that's not what I want.
I'm pretty sure that's wrong.
Yeah. That is not supposed to happen.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead with two different stories.
Yeah.
And then we'll go ahead and carry on. But one of the weirdest ones, as you've heard before, is I'm just chilling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Skateboarded. Right?
Yeah.
And so I'm just having a good old time. And I'm pretty sure I'm just at a skate park and I'm just skateboarding by myself. And eventually, here comes Mario out of nowhere. He's like, can I skateboard with you? And I was like, yeah, you can, Mario. So we're now skateboarding, and Sonic comes up.
Mm.
He felt out of it, obviously.
Right.
So Sonic's like, let's all hang. And so now we're all hanging out.
Right.
And it was pretty awesome. We're skateboarding. It's normal. Then Luigi comes down. Then Knuckles comes down. And they say, hey, we're having a party in the sky. And you guys are missing it.
Mm.
And so we were like, okay. And so this giant storm forms and makes the spiral that was somehow a solid spiral. And
right.
it wasn't just
right.
a ball of air. And so we skateboard up into the spiral, somehow skateboarding upwards.
Right. Right.
And it basically turned from a skateboard into a snowboarding clouds scenario. And we snowboarded the clouds up to the top of the sky. Where you could just see everything, like if you were in a plane. And then once we eventually got there, we stopped skateboarding actually. And it was just, you know, Sonic, Mario and friends. And we're all just chilling in the sky. And it was almost like a giant court ceremony. It was like everybody was sitting. You could see that, I'm telling you, like F5 tornado kind of style, where everybody just was covered around this giant circle. We're just sitting there, and I'm pretty sure it was, we were just all talking or something in the sky. Just and chilling. That was it, just chilling in the sky. Yeah. I guess that's where they go when they're not playing games or being controlled by,
wow,
by Nintendo. But I mean, I blew my mind.
I mean, I don't know about y'all, but that just sounds like an insane LSD trip or something. Right. Insane, crazy dream.
Like you're watching a cartoon on drugs, and that's where it takes you.
And you remember that vividly.
Oh, yeah. Pretty vividly. Yeah, but that was when I was really young, actually.
Wow, that's pretty awesome, though. Yeah. I mean, that's like, that's a dream that I envy, you know? Like, I hope that I have a dream like that tonight, you know?
We can try to induce it by just watching tons of Mario and Sonic and we skateboarding
could.
Videos.
We could.
And just
we could.
Boom.
You know, we have a Sonic on this Game Pass thing.
One thing that I – we'll kind of touch on this a little bit later, yeah. But one thing that I've always loved is the thought of trying to control dreams, right? And so I get into I looked up tons of how to lucid dream, which is where you control your dreams, mm-hmm, and you know that you're
right.
dreaming.
Right.
And almonds, apparently, if you eat a bunch of almonds, that helps you lucid dream. And if you eat a couple other things, like kale and stuff, that helps you lucid dream.
Well, we need to get some almonds then, don't we?
I mean, I used to eat them when I was younger and just so I could control my dreams. And did it work? Not really.
Yeah, see, the issue is like, I feel like it would work, but knowing me, it would probably be like the most shittiest dream. Mm. So then I'm just kind of having a really lucid dream of a really crappy dream.
Right. And you get to control.
Yeah.
Do you want to use the number one pencil or the number two pencil to take this exam
right.
where you're naked?
Right. And everyone's just laughing at you. Yeah, see, that's the dream that would happen.
So let's get into more realistic, like more down to earth. And let's get into more kind of like nightmare, scary things right. that have happened to us.
Definitely also like reoccurring. I don't know about you, but I've had like a lot of reoccurring dreams.
Right. Yeah.
So I'll get into this one. So for about a year, it didn't happen like every single night, but I had this same dream for about a year. It would happen, you know, probably about once a month or twice a month.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot, dude. And I actually like got a person to dream interpret this dream, but it was total BS. So
yeah,
I was
it usually
like,
is.
It was like, you should find love or some bull crap like that.
Yeah.
I was just like, okay, yeah, cool.
Whatever.
So it was a dream where I was driving my 350Z at the time. And I was going down this road, and I remember a car beside me accidentally loses control and hits me. And I go flying, bam, car smashes. And I remember just being in the car all shaken up. And I start trying to get out of the car. And I remember I'm just completely bleeding, like, profusely.
Right,
like,
sure.
I just remember blood all over me. And I'm starting to crawl out the car. And when I crawl out the car, I look over and I see these – this pretty much family in this car, all screaming.
Oh.
And, I just think to myself in that moment, I got to go help them. And I go over there to help get the baby out of the car. Cause there was one baby, there was a dad and there was mom. So I get the baby out. Then I start trying to get the parents out. I started with the wife and then I went to the dad, but the dad was stuck in the car.
Sure.
And I remember thinking, I have to get this guy out at all costs. So I tried to get, I remember yanking him, trying to get him out of the seat. And it was just like, he was just kind of wobbling there.
Ragdoll.
And I was like, I got to get him out. And I mean, this was super realistic.
Dude, this is intense.
This was an intense dream,
intense.
Dude. And like I said, like the dream interpretation, it's dumb.
How does that mean anything?
It doesn't,
that,
I know.
That doesn't make no sense to me.
I honestly thought because I had it I had this dream so much that I thought it was going to happen. And that's what was so freaky.
Sure. Right.
Like I remember being in my 350Z thinking at night, especially when I was going home from your house or anything like that. I just remember thinking, what if someone just hits me?
Right.
But anyway, so I'm ragdolling this guy, and I pretty much look straight ahead, and I realize I'm on a railroad track. And I realized a train's coming straight our way, and it's honking like really loud.
Right,
and
in case things weren't bad enough.
Exactly. And I remember in my dream, it was hurting my ears. And I start really yanking this dude, and finally he pulls out, and I get him out. And then he pulls out. I yank him out, and I push him. I pretty much push him out. And I remember looking down and knowing I'm stuck, and looking at my chest and realizing that my guts were pretty much out.
Oh my God, I got a great one that you just sparked.
Remembered it.
Yeah.
And I remember looking up and seeing the train honking, and I remember I can't do anything. In that moment, I couldn't move, and all I could think about was, oh shit.
Sure.
And then that was the dream. Right. I would wake up, and I remember waking up in the middle of the night being like, what the hell? Why do I keep having this?
Right.
So what was yours, though?
Okay, so I've had a couple reoccurring dreams. This one I've only had about 3 times. Some I've had about 6 to like 20 times. Mm. But this one I've only had about 3 times, but it was terrible. Right. So I'm basically following these people around, right. And it's almost like we're this military group, the small private military group.
Right.
And like G.I. Joe, like don't think crazy like SEAL Team 6,
right.
But more like G.I. Joe fictional,
right.
Kind of thing.
Right, right.
But we're still a military group. That's and sick. We're doing our stuff, right? It was cool. It's all cool.
Right.
And then this bomb's coming. And so there's a sewer pipe that we have to crawl down into because the bomb's coming. And boom, we take off the lid, and we're about to climb down this ladder all the way down.
Right.
And one person climbs down, and two person climbs down, and three people climb down. And here I am.
Right.
I'm next, right?
Right.
And I'm about to climb down. Here I go. And something slips. Don't know if it's a foot or a hand.
Mm.
Slips. Fall probably about 20 feet down, straight on my back. Boom. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm in so much pain, but I couldn't even feel it.
Right.
You know you're in pain, but you're also numb.
Right.
And I look down, and in my hands is my stomach.
Mm.
Just in my guts. Just
isn't the worst.
Just everywhere. Just everywhere. And it's just, I'm holding it in my hands. And I looked at everyone, and they said, and there were a couple of people like up there still.
Mm-hmm.
And they looked at me, and they closed the pipe.
Mm.
And everybody else walked away. And I was just left there. Holding my guts.
Well, isn't that just awful?
Isn't that just the best thing?
I guess another one I would go for would be, so I was in this white area, completely white. I've told you this, but I'm just going to let the people know.
Yeah.
So it was just this complete white area. I mean, if you've watched The Matrix, and you can imagine when, Neo was, in that.
People can imagine a white area.
Right area. It was just like that. So like I was pretty much in a line with a lot of people in front of me, and I just remember I cannot move at all. It was almost like you were kind of being dragged to like almost a destination.
Like you see the light at the end of the tunnel kind of
right
area.
Right. And it's like, it's just this huge line, and I'm just standing there, and I just remember like being like, where the hell am I? It was almost like a complete, where is this place?
Sure.
You know, trying to figure it out. And we're just being dragged. I'm in this like, it's just this huge line. And I start to hear people screaming. And I was like, what the hell is that? Who's screaming right now? And I looked to my, I couldn't move my head, but I looked with my eyes over to my right. And I started seeing people on this side too. And I looked to my left and I started seeing these people over here. And I was like, oh, what the hell is going on? And, so people are screaming, and I look to my right again, and I see this guy, like these people starting to fall off this, into this like pit almost.
Sure.
And, the pit was orange in a white area, and all these people started just screaming. I just could just constantly hear screaming at this point. And, I looked in like pretty much ahead of me, and I could see like the people in like 3 people ahead of me, and they started to just drop. And I started getting closer and closer, and I started to realize like, this is hell.
Right.
You know, this is like the worst place to go.
This is basically, we're all in a line just dropping off.
And there's nothing you can do about it. You know, you're just going.
Yeah.
And,
sounds like a great horror movie.
Yeah. It really is. And I remember getting to the, almost about to drop, and I looked in front of me, and I see the other people just, you know, dropping. It was almost like they were dropping, and they didn't have almost any movement to them. It was almost like they were rag dolls too. Like they would just go with it. And I remember
you're thinking, you're moving a lot. You okay?
Yeah.
You're moving a lot.
Well, I was going like that. Like that's okay. How they were falling almost. And so anyways, it was really, really just creepy seeing that. And I remember seeing in the pit was pretty much a lake of fire, and it was just this awful, just awful place. But that was definitely a nightmare that was just made me uneasy about everything, you know? So after that, I was kind of just done.
Okay. So let's get into a couple weirder things. So I don't know how many of y'all have heard of sleep paralysis, but that's a pretty big thing.
With people.
Yeah. A lot of people have had it.
And I've never personally had it, but
I've personally felt, I've had it kind of once, but I had sleep paralysis in a dream. So usually sleep paralysis is where you wake up and you can open your eyes, but you can't move your body at all. You're still paralyzed and you can't speak at all. And some people feel like they have like a goblin sitting on their chest, and they experience seeing the goblin sitting on their chest and laughing at them. And that's why they can't breathe, or they're being choked, and that's why they can't talk. And a lot of people that have severe sleep paralysis say that they see things when they wake up, just walking around them and stuff like that. And so my only experience with it, but I've heard a lot of experiences because my mom has had it quite a few times, is where I was falling asleep. I was super tired. It's probably about 2:30 AM and I was super tired. About to fall asleep, and I could feel my eyes kind of shutting. And I knew I was gonna fall asleep. You know that feeling? And I was almost like, every time I almost fell asleep, I felt the energy of jolting back up, because you realize you're falling asleep kind of thing.
Right.
And so I kept almost falling asleep, and I didn't. And then finally I did fall asleep. But as soon as I did, I didn't know I fell asleep, and I woke up again.
Right.
Woke up in the dream. So I fell asleep and then woke up in the dream immediately.
Right.
So I immediately went into dreaming.
Right.
Which I've never done before.
That's so weird. That is very weird.
So I woke up immediately dreaming, and I was in this different room. And it was just like my room, except the closet was on a different side, and the door was on a different side, and the window had a different, blind on it, or whatever you want to say, but it was still nighttime.
Right.
And so I didn't know I was dreaming. And so I thought I just woke up and finally jolted up. And anyway, I wake up with my eyes and I can't speak at all, and I can't move. And I kept trying to move. I was like, wow, am I really this tired that I can't move right now? And before I even actually fell asleep, I started not being able to move, but that I just assumed because I was so tired. And so I wasn't able to move and I wasn't able to speak. And in the corner of my eye, in the corner of the room as well, I just see this black outline of this figure staring at me. And I couldn't make out anything,
right,
what it looked like. All I know is it was a figure that was standing there in the corner of the room. And I was like, I'm being stared at right now. And I kept trying to move or speak or wake up, and I couldn't. And then eventually I actually woke up, and I just actually jolted up.
Right.
And it was probably about 5 a.m. I was thinking, what in the world just happened? So in this small span of falling asleep at 2:30 and then jolting up at 5, I mean, I had a 2.5 hour dream of just like doing nothing. So I don't really know, because most of my dreams have been like, you know, I'm in the dream for 10 hours and then it's actually about 10 minutes or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely never experienced sleep paralysis. But from the definition of sleep paralysis, I do not ever want to experience it.
Oh yeah.
It sounds like one of the worst things. Not being able to move is really like, I'm kind of a claustrophobic person. You know, if I'm in a tight spot, I'm not happy.
I am very claustrophobic.
So when I feel like I can't move at all, I'm going to freak out.
Yeah.
You know, and that's,
you feel suffocated.
Oh, I'd feel like I'm suffocating.
It's so weird, especially because some people, like I said, some people will actually wake up, not in a dream, and they won't be able to move.
Right.
And they won't be able to speak. And they'll see things walking around them and touching them, and they can't do anything about it.
Yeah.
And apparently the only thing that you can do to get out of sleep paralysis is if somebody that's not dreaming is touching you, that's actually there. So if I had sleep paralysis and then you came into the room and you touched me because you noticed my eyes were open.
Right.
And I wasn't responding to you, or I was just going, ooh, like that, trying to get a word
right,
out.
Right.
And you touched me, I could start speaking again.
That's weird.
How weird is that?
That is actually.
And this is an actual. This is an actual condition that people have. Some people have it like every night.
And like the only way to get out of it is someone else touches you.
That's just what I've been told from the people that have experienced it.
Right.
That I've met personally. But if we're moving on, if we're moving on from sleep paralysis, inception dreams. And so
I've never experienced that either.
If anybody's ever experienced sleep paralysis, we would love for you to tweet at us or message us and let us know your experiences. If anybody has seen the movie Inception and had an Inception like dream, we would also love to hear about it.
Absolutely.
But I'll just go ahead. I've had at least 6 to 10 Inception dreams where you wake up and you're like, oh my God, that was a weird dream. And you're still dreaming, but you don't know it. And then eventually you wake up again and you're like, what in the world? Why did I just wake up twice? And then you're still dreaming. You wake up one more final time. And it's usually 3 times. It's usually not two or four. It's usually 3 times specifically. I don't know why, but every time I've had it, it's been 3 times. Like, one of the simplest, the first time I ever had it was I woke up and looked at the clock and it had a specific time, like 8:58. And walked to the bathroom, put water on my face to wake up, and walked downstairs to get breakfast. As soon as I hit the final step, I woke up in the bed again.
Right.
Checked the time. It was the same time as when I woke up before. I was like, that's weird. I just dreamt that I woke up at that same time.
Right.
Went to the bathroom, put my water on my face, went to get breakfast. Woke up again as soon as I hit the last step.
So weird.
The final time, I just ran straight down. Looked at the time, but I ran straight down. As soon as I hit the final step, woke up again. I was like, okay. So then I just sat in my bed for about an hour and a half waiting for the time to make sure that it would change.
I would too.
And then finally got up out of bed an hour and a half later thinking, am I going to hit the final step and wake up again? Which I didn't. And that was – after that, I was like, what in the world is going on with my dreams? And that was just the most simple version. The worst one was like – and I'm not going to be able to explain it too well because I don't I'm not going to be able to recall it.
Right.
And what was in the dream. I just remember waking up 3 times. But it was like let's just say I was running in a field and this dog attacked me. And as soon as the dog finally bit me, I woke up. And I woke up in a different room talking to someone. And I was like, oh my gosh, I guess I was daydreaming super hard.
Right.
And then this person's talked to me, blah, blah, blah. And then someone like looks at me really weird, like with a intense stare. And I'm like, what the hell?
Right.
Boom, wake up again. And I'm like, what in the world's going on? And then have to wake up again.
Right.
Right. And so finally wake up, I should say. Another weird one was where I was dreaming and then I woke up from my brother touching. He was like pushing me and trying to wake me up. He said, we are so late. What are you doing? Get up.
Right.
And I was like, what are you talking about? And he said, we're so late. You got to get up right now. And he drags me out and I got dressed and ran downstairs and we go to the car. And as soon as we got in the car, I woke up. I was like, what the hell just happened? And that was another weird one. But I mean, I've had things where I wake up and then it's not actually me awake many times. I don't know how many times other people have had that.
I definitely would love to hear people like other people talk about that.
So you haven't,
I have never experienced that. The thing that I've really experienced, is really dreams that actually come true.
Yeah.
I've experienced that so much.
I feel like that's why a whole nother podcast though.
That's a whole nother, talk that we could go off on, but I've had a lot of dreams where like,
that'll be our weird experiences podcast.
Yeah. Even in my, even in my dreams, like, I had a dream about 7 months ago that I was in my apartment and I was talking to you.
Right.
And I remember talking to you, the TV was on, and I remember waking up and being like, well, that was weird. That was just a random place. You know, like that was just a random dream to have. And then 6 months later, I remember sitting in the bed and looking at you and being like, this was my dream. Exactly. This is exactly my dream.
Right.
And that is just, I mean, those dreams are what really happened to me a lot. And that's why when I have a nightmare, freaks me out.
Right, because then you're like,
Is this going to come true? Yeah. Now, there's nightmares I've had that just, you know, they're not going to come true.
It's just a nightmare.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you have a panda and it's going to chop off your arm. Sure. You know, like, obviously that's not
going to happen. Or it's like, a bird transforms into a lizard and eats your face off.
Right, and then, like, yeah, attacks you, and then now you have a lizard inside you. You know, stuff like that. Into some like, crazy place with that. But, yeah, that's definitely what I've had a lot.
So I'm just going to end with this final dream that I had, or final nightmare actually. And, talking about sleep paralysis, like I said, I've only experienced that kind of thing once, but, I have experienced waking up and still been dreaming. And so what I mean by that is not how I meant it the other time. But I wake up and for some reason my brain projects the dream that I was dreaming in reality. So I wake up and I'm still dreaming in the reality, and my dream slowly fades away as I woke up. And so the one that I had was, I was in this dark room, and I mean, one of the weirdest dreams I've ever had. I was in this dark room, and this giant cockroach, I mean, 8 feet tall cockroach, storms out and grabs me by the leg and just starts swinging me around like I'm a rag doll.
Right.
Boom, 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 swinging me around. It threw me into this dresser, and the dresser falls, and all these spiders fall on me.
Right.
As soon as the spiders fall on me, or as soon as really I see the spiders coming down, I wake up. Right. Mm-hmm. And so he throws me this cockroach. I call it a giant cockroach. I don't know why.
Right.
Throws me into this dresser. Okay. And all these spiders fall. So I wake up and I freak out, and I wake up and all these spiders are on my bed crawling over me, and they're crawling up my, and I was,
Awful.
And then as soon as I threw the covers off, they all started disappearing one by one.
Okay, that's good at least.
And somehow my dream projected into reality after I woke up.
That is weird.
I don't know if anybody's ever had that experience, but I would love to hear other people having that experience, because it makes me feel weird.
Yeah, I think we definitely want to hear, you know, the stories of if you guys have ever had like almost like a prophetic dream that, you know, something happened or like what he's talking about, or an inception dream,
sleep paralysis, inception,
all of them.
Anything that just you have always had on your mind after dreaming.
Yeah.
We would love to hear them, and even because we're going to do another dreams and nightmares eventually in the future and talk a little bit more in depth. On a couple of things, and talk about a couple of y'all's dreams that you've had that we get.
Right.
And so,
dreams are nightmares either one.
Yeah. So,
kind of the same thing, but you know,
well, not really. I mean, there's a reason why nightmares are, are just a word.
Nightmares. Yeah. This is going to conclude podcast 2.
Dreams and Nightmares.
Dreams and Nightmares. And this is Justin.
And I'm Mermaid.
And this is our journey.